Hello there, folks. This is episode 9 of Movies and Memories with Red and Hannah. And for this episode, we are doing Jon Favreau's Chef from 2014. To tell you a little bit more about it, here's Hannah.
Hey, Red, how are you doing?
Good, Hannah. How are you? How are you?
All right, so we did Chef, and it's sort of appropriate. It's a good post Father's Day. I think it's a good, like, Father's Day themed film. Mm-hmm. And since it takes place in Miami and I'm back here,
you're right,
it's perfect. Also more appropriate. Anyway, Chef is about Jon Favreau directed, wrote, produced, and acted in it. He's the main guy. He plays, I forget his name, Casper.
Oh yeah,
Carl Casper.
Yeah,
and he's a chef in LA, and he wants to do his, like, own thing at this restaurant that's owned by Dustin Hoffman's character.
Yeah.
And he wants to do something new, but they won't let them. And I think this is a very common thing, actually, especially with chefs who are, like, you know, really creative. They want to do their own thing, or promise to do that they're allowed to have, like, you know, culinary freedom and all that in the kitchen. But when the owner is like, no, you can only cook this.
Yeah.
Or do a specific menu because it's safe, you either follow or you have to quit. And that's usually a lot of drama with a lot of kitchens. So he gets into that kind of riff. And so a food critic comes, and when he tastes the food, he gets a really bad review. Was everything, like, overpriced, that he was, like, trying too hard or something. And it's not really his fault, but it blows up on him, and he goes viral for blowing up with him on the food critic. And eventually he loses his job, and his ex-wife, played by Sofia Vergara, invites him, you know, why don't you just go to Miami and start a food truck there, start over, or you go back to, like, your roots and stuff. He's from Miami. And so he goes there and starts a food truck, and develops a better relationship with his son. And it's like a whole journey, starting from, like, his roots and starting simple, and, you know, going with what he knows, and he becomes really successful from that. I don't know. Is there anything else you want to add?
Well, aside from the technical plot of it, some aspects of the film, is I want to add that this movie is very reminiscent of his real life. Oh, the story in this movie is reminiscent of his where he was at this time in his career. Like Dustin Hoffman in this film wouldn't allow him creative freedom. Apparently, the story is, after the release of Iron Man, he followed up with the sequel, Iron Man 2, right? But then Marvel had their claws in that film, and that's why it turned out different than he originally intended. So that kind of put him in a tough position creatively, because it was not the film that he wanted.
Okay.
And
Iron Man
2.
Okay.
Yeah. So like, in the same way Dustin Hoffman's trying to infiltrate this kitchen, that's kind of how he feels about Marvel. So in 2014 he releases this film, and it's an independently produced film. He wrote it, as you said, directed, acted. This is like a return to form for him. Like, have you seen that movie Swingers from the 80s? Like, when he was so much younger? Yeah. I saw it, like, a few months ago. It was cool. It kind of has the same vibe. And it has that very indie vibe, I guess, would you say? But, yeah, it's independent, but it kind of has that financial backing and all the stars in it, too. Like, oh, my God. The cast in this film is just, so good. So good. So, yeah, it's a commercial
success. I
think
he denied that, though.
He denied the what?
That, like, allegory.
Oh,
that it was, like, that it was sort of, like, yeah.
I just listened to an interview, literally, while I was in the washroom just now. And, if this is a return to form for him, he kind of felt restricted during Marvel, and after Iron Man, he was the hottest thing, right? And he signed up for more Marvel films. Basically, at the end, he signed up for Disney because he also produced Mandalorian, directed Mandalorian. Have you seen that?
I didn't finish it. I couldn't get into it.
Oh, okay. So yeah, it's very well beloved, and yeah, he's just so full of so much potential. So
I do like
2014,
Elf.
Elf was okay. Yeah,
I
Elf was
do
okay.
like Elf. Well,
Aliens
yeah.
and Cowboys and Aliens, I watched that. I did not like that at all.
It was never like interested. So yeah, so that because of that, I could not answer your question right away if I liked the movie, because to be very, very honest, after watching it just now, like an hour ago, I remembered why I only have watched it once is because the first time I watched it, I did not like it.
Okay.
And even
Why
now, I
so?
still don't like it. And I remember exactly why. And it's because just plot wise, there seemed to have been no development. There was nothing that really caught my eye except for the food. I love watching food. For someone who really likes food, I would so watch this. I should, right? I should really, really like this. I love, watching cooking shows and stuff. I wish this he had just like invested it into like making a documentary about actual food trucks. Shows like that. The barbecue place that he featured, I remember
Awesome.
it. I've never been there, but I remember it because it was featured in one of those like top 10 barbecue places, one of those like documentary style TV shows. And stuff like what Gordon Ramsay does. I thought he would do that. And he actually did. He made
He
that
did
chef like
2019. Yeah, the chef show.
Chef show with an actual food truck, the guy who helped him out with this movie. I wish he had just done that. Like it's honestly, it was such a waste of time. He was such a waste of actors and like I just remember being all, that's it? And that was it. There was not really a plot thing. Everyone there was so like static. Even his kid, there was no like real development. Yeah, he had a better relationship with his kid, but it was such an ego trip. All it was for was just an ego trip to try and prove himself. And if he had just talked to this critic, he kind of would have saved himself some trouble. But then like it ended up well anyway. So it was such a waste. Fucking Scarlett Johansson looked like shit. What happened? She looked horrible. Her makeup was bad. Her like hair was bad. And then that was it. She was just like the hostess there. Everyone is basically a cameo. And that's why I think like overall I remembered why I didn't like it. But you were really pushing that we do this movie. And so it was okay to watch it again because I was just like, oh, I might as well see like where everything was, because when I looked it up again, it was like in Miami. And a lot of the places I had gone. Not all, except the Oikomo Ayer. In Little Havana, I've not physically gone there, but I've been to Versailles where they were having dinner with the
Right.
grandpa, and Sofia Vergara and Percy. That was like the first place I went to when I landed in Miami, and I had a bunch of Cuban food. For the sake of like Cuban food, it's a great movie. Plot wise, zero. I don't. I'm confused how why it did well, or yeah, it was such basically an ego trip, just for John Favreau.
Yeah,
So
all
yeah,
right.
I really didn't like it. If you think it's because like it's an analogy of like his movie career as a director or whatever, sure. But they could have done. There was no real problem. There was no real conflict as a story. Poor. Poor, poorly written.
Okay, I'm very surprised. Okay, yeah, all right, sure. You re represent a very small percentage of viewership. Because well, some of the best people that respect movie reviewers, they love this film. So that's the beauty of having opinions. You can keep them, and we respect each other's opinions. But I would wholeheartedly disagree that this is, yeah, it's a good film. It's a great film. I love it for so many reasons. It's an exploration of America, and for someone who I viewed this, I was in Manila, and all these things, all this culture trip was new to me. So yeah, he introduced me to Franklin's barbecue. After that, I followed Franklin. He has a master class that I procured. Yeah,
See,
because of this.
I wish they had just focused on like the cooks or something. He could have invested all this energy in like wanting to study to be a cook and all. He like really did proper training. John did. To like prepare for the film, but they could have just highlighted like the they went to the most cliche a good thing they skipped New York, but like they went to the most cliche, like the places that are known for like not easy food, but like where if you go there, you can go anywhere and you will eat anything and it will be good. That's New Orleans. Austin, yeah. Texas will be just for the barbecue. I don't know where else they went. They didn't really go go somewhere that was kind of like obscure. Nothing like
I think
that.
There were like three or four places. There's Miami. There's I can
New Orleans, remember New Orleans, Austin,
Texas,
where else?
And that's Austin. LA, I guess, yeah.
And LA, the most cliche food places. Don't get me wrong, Cuban food is amazing. Food in Miami is super, super delicious.
Mm-hmm.
But they went to just the really cliche places that you would think, oh, let's go on a food trip. They went to just like the places where and anywhere you turn, oh yeah, the food's gonna be good.
Mm-hmm.
So it was not very like it's not like you would learn anything new.
Mm-hmm.
There was like for me it was really just like plot wise, it's not that impressive. It was very blah. His relationship with the women didn't make any. I'm not even like a feminist. Okay, Red, but like everyone was just so blah. I don't understand how like it was good that him and his ex-wife are kind of in okay terms.
Yeah.
But sure, I was also kind of confused what she did.
Yeah.
And then everyone else was just a cameo. Exactly. Like watching it again, I remembered why I didn't like it and I never wanted to watch it again, but it was years ago. So, mm-hmm. I mean, because it's 2014, so it was only 7 years.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember just like being so unimpressed because I do like him in the movies he's been. I think, oh, he's always like the cool like sidekick. And then I was like, oh, okay. He made Chinto. Like Elf. I like it but mostly because of Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell is just hilarious for me. And then I'm not a big Iron Man guy. I'm not a big Marvel person, but like even the other, that's probably it. From him that I just like remember. I just remember him being more like the sidekick in a lot of movies. So his presence, funny. Good is fine. It's Spider-Man or whatever in the Marvel universe. But that was about it. Yeah. Like I because you sold it to me so hard, I was thinking, oh, right. Like I would love it more now, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, it backfired real hard.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, anyway, so I love it for probably very different reasons.
Yeah.
From
I guess it's just from what you look for in a movie, obviously. So what we look for in a movie, I think, is I want there to be some kind of flow. Like everyone, I feel like that's just essential in a story. Even in documentaries, you have to have some kind of conflict. I was thinking what I'm trying to compare it to, because I really wish he had just like put all his energy in making a documentary. If you want to talk about food trucks, about people who start from zero, or chefs who had started in a huge restaurant but decided, you know, let's go and make it simple. That would have been a great documentary type show. Like freaking MasterChef. I freaking bawled my eyes out in the car because of like one contestant. I don't know if he made it, but he was like in the early season, like alligator guy. He wanted to join MasterChef. He learned to cook from scratch, didn't know anything about taste. And because his motivation was just, he wanted to feed his wife, who had like suffered from cancer or something.
Oh, that's cute.
And
okay.
And was bedridden, didn't eat anything, couldn't put anything down. So he was so motivated, he needed to learn how to cook something that would just make his wife, or anything that his wife would just eat. So he learned to cook, and he like they were so moved by his story. He made like alligator. It looked like adobo, basically like alligator or crocodile, like adobo. It looked very plain. Like he obviously is not trained. He's just a home cook. So
they
were just like, you know, the effort is there and you are obviously teachable. And the story was just so like touching. I'm sure it's more like the wife's story that like put him ahead of everyone else.
Okay.
And they let him in. But, like, it's a touching story. There was nothing touching about him. They could have, he could have, like, you could have been a little bit more creative, and it became so plain, it became unrealistic.
The what?
That's
sorry,
just him himself. It was so cliche. So yeah, I don't really have that many nice things, except if we were just going to talk about food. Yeah, Versailles is really good. The Oikomoye, I do want to go. It's in Little Havana. Yeah. South Beach is, locals don't like it. if you actually live in South Beach, then like that's the only reason you'd go there. Right. But it's more of a touristy type thing. Shit. It's not even like the nicest. Mm-hmm. Like in my opinion, it's not the nicest beach to go, but it's nice because it's free, at least to go to.
Okay.
It's the parking that you have to worry about. But yeah, I felt like Scarlett Johansson was so wasted. Even like Bobby Cannavale was like wasted. Sophia Vergara, I felt so wasted. Like they're all just being used.
Right. It's just 16 minutes of you ranting right now, right? So yeah, just go.
I mean, I don't know. Honestly, I don't really care if you think that I'm just being really mean about it. But yeah, that is like my honest to God opinion. It's how I felt basically about 500 Days of Summer, but just like different.
Right. Okay. So what themes do you think are being explored in this film? I don't know.
Yeah, fatherhood, I guess. Yeah.
Food
and yeah,
food, you know,
going back to like your roots, I guess.
Yeah,
there's just so many things that we could have added to like the plot that would have made it more dramatic or something. I just think it just lacked that, yeah, and that's for me, it was just blah, pretty much.
Right.
There was nothing about him. His backstory was not really explored. There was nothing.
Okay, my turn. Okay.
Okay.
So, So anyway, so it's a great film about what I like about it. It's about an artist trying to find himself. It's being in our creative route, but she was in a way. And I guess that's what he was trying to channel from a directorial point of view in a movie. So I think it's a great transition from that. It's a great interpolation between his professional career to a character that he could create, and I think it was good. But I guess you raised some great points there, and I respect that. But so there's that. I don't know what to say now.
Theme for the you, food, what do you think?
The food, are? Yeah. Oh, thanks.
The food theme, is a theme.
Yeah, food, reconnection, and for someone who, I guess, I don't know, because I didn't have a father growing up, so I kind of like that he actually tried to, or he eventually developed that connection with his son, and some fathers are just conditioned.
Wait, you didn't have a father growing up?
Yeah, my dad died when I was like six. So it's fine. So so it's a great film about that, and
why you really like it?
No,
right?
No,
can we talk about this?
No, it's not that. It's not that. I just really like the film.
Okay.
I like food movies. I guess that's why.
Okay.
So and I like travelogue movies, and I like. Mm-hmm. Food trucks. So because of this food film trucks.
Just the elements themselves is what I liked.
Right. Okay. So because after seeing this film, I was kind of in a creative rut. I showed it to a few other friends who actually loved it. And so we started discussing the idea of food trucks in the Philippines. And after 2014, we pinpointed that there was a growth in the idea of this. And probably that's why a lot of people like this too. Because it just jump-started this whole food truck movement in the Philippines.
That's true. It became a trend. I was confused if it was before or after the movie where it really like became a thing.
No, food trucks in media, I can't really picture anything aside from this film. So, and after 2014, I've started realizing that, or started noticing a trend in Philippines where they started to do a lot of dry rubbing, like which is what he did. Like dry, when you dry rub like beef, just like Franklin's barbecue does. So dry rubbing is when you like pack on like spices.
Oh, okay. The technique.
You don't marinate. You dry rub. You smoke.
Okay. Gotcha. Right.
So yeah. So
I can't think of any food trucks though in the Philippines that are not like in Manila. Was there one in Dumaguete?
There is now.
Okay, now. There is now. All right. But back then, though.
Back then. And, yeah.
No, no. Is there back then?
Yeah, there was. There was a few.
Which one?
Well, you just probably never saw it. But, yeah. Okay. In Bacolod, Cabancalan, in general, you know. Cebu actually has some good food trucks. And, yeah, personally, what I liked about this, or why I probably have a connection to this film, is because of this film, I started doing my own blend of barbecues. So, yeah, which is kind of similar to that, but I use Jamaican jerk. So, yeah, pretty chill. And, you know, what I like is that it's an ensemble cast of people that he likes. Like, John Leguizamo is on this. I love Johnny Legs. He's, yeah, he's on this. And, you know, it's, if you strip away everything else, it kind of looks like a buddy cop kind of thing. Like, you know, like in classic Miami Vice thing. Yeah, I kind of look at Johnny Legs and John Favreau as like a buddy cop, buddy team. It's kind of chill. He'd follow him everywhere. Like that, the level of friendship that they have, the level of dedication and trust. Like, yeah, I drop everything wherever you are. So he said, yeah, it pays nothing. I'm like, I'll take it. Kind of chill. And I love that one scene where he's trying to talk to people in Miami, or those workers. And like, it's handy to know Spanish. Like, yeah, man, you have to. So because I'm trying to learn Spanish now. Because, yeah, Spanish is so useful, huh?
Well, yeah, especially here when I found out that most people will speak Spanish but probably won't speak English. And I had to learn it, like, the hard way. But it's okay. I took, like, 3 semesters in high school, so it paid off a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. You gotta know the basics, you know?
Yeah. At least, like, I'm not screwed. Mm-hmm. If like, something happens, I'd still be able to, like, express myself. Know where the bathroom is.
One other thing that I want to add to this is that this is just a pure reflection of his love for stand-up comedy. Like, yeah, Russell Peters. I think 2014 was the peak of Russell Peters.
I thought that was hilarious.
Like, yeah, Russell Peters is on this. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is so 2014. And, you know, it's a good cast.
Like, yeah, cast-wise, I didn't realize that Amy Sedaris was in it. She voices Princess Carolyn and BoJack Horseman. I'm a huge BoJack Horseman fan.
Yeah.
I love Bobby Cannavale, but mostly because of his voice.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Patrick Warburton, the guy who does Joe Swanson on Family Guy. Yeah. And he's like he's super funny because he's usually very like. What's it, like deadpan-ish, but he's a huge guy and he's just like really nice deep voice.
Exactly.
And I just love it when he says stuff. He was in like I watched on the plane. Mm-hmm. I watched that Steve Carell spy movie. Mm-hmm. What was it called? Get Smart.
Uh-huh.
And he's just there in like the last bit. He's just there in like the really last bit. I think he's hilarious. Yeah. And then in some show or in some movie, he plays like a gay guy. And he's always so funny. It's just like just his voice. I love this. I wish they would tell me that or read me bedtime stories. Like one of those voices with like Morgan Freeman. If they just like read me bedtime stories, if they did like an audiobook, I would totally buy it just to like go to sleep with.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So where were you when you first saw the film?
I would have been in college. I'm sure I watched it at Robinson's Movie World.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Right. Okay. I saw it. Okay. I'll just ask myself. Okay. I saw this at home. I downloaded this as soon as I saw the poster. I'm like, oh, yeah, I like this film. So I legally downloaded the film, watched it, and I loved it. What particular memory do you have of this film? Anything you can associate to this?
Well, we talked about it. Yeah, and you want to go first?
Yeah, you know, sure. I guess all the times that I barbecued, and I was pretty confident with my recipe there for a while, and I actually considered, like, 2016, I was so into it, I was just barbecuing every day, working out every day, and then every Friday I'd whip up, like, a batch of barbecue to serve my friends, and I think I got some good reviews there. And I thought there was a future, and I could honestly correlate this to this film because of that. And I had this whole vision that someday I'm going to be a lawyer and then I'll have my own barbecue restaurant and all that shit.
I love that you have to go be a lawyer first before you can.
Yeah, because I was in law school at the time. So I'm like, you know what? That was kind of my stress relief, barbecuing. Mm-hmm. So the grill was where I found comfort during rough 2 semesters. And yeah, it was pretty chill. Any how about yours? What's your
Well, now that you
what?
mentioned the barbecuing, my memory of this, especially associated with like Dumaguete, aside from the stuff like about Miami and actually trying food, like Cuban food, which is delicious. I have to recommend that you do try like food here, or Cuban food, and especially. But the thing about in Dumaguete, I have two things. The thing in Dumaguete is, I had a brother, my fraternity brothers, he opened a bar, not bar, specifically ribs. He opened one of those ribs places in Dumaguete. I'm a little disappointed that it closed down. But
Captain
before
Rivers.
he, yeah, but before he opened it, he had it, and whenever we did see him, he would randomly bring ribs, and it was always so good. It was a really good. I honestly, I don't think I know a bad griller or, you
Well,
know, ribs guy or like smoker. I don't think I've met anyone who's and tried bad ribs.
okay, yeah, well,
But then, yeah, I'm a little disappointed. He closed it, he sold it, and then the next people, they served me water one time in a pitcher. And it had like floating mold on it. It was weird. Yeah. Anyway, so I never went back. But then, but this is after he already sold it. And then, let me think. What was the other thing? Oh, the first like food truck place here. It's called Asados del Paisa. What is it? Asados del Paisa. It's Colombian. But my favorite and probably the only thing I've ever tried there is Papa Loca, and it's like one of the first places that
Papa
my husband
Loca.
brought me. Yeah, and it's basically just French fries with a bunch of meat on it. So sausage, chicken, beef, pork, and a bunch of sauce, and it's so good. It's so bad for you, but it's so good. And we found out recently because it's they have a food truck near where we used to live on 88th Street. And they have a second that was on Bird Street near the billiards place that we go to. And we passed by and they're not open. They haven't been open for a while, apparently, because the main cook died. So we're just like waiting. But yeah. I guess memory-wise, yeah, that's about it.
Yeah. All right. What's your favorite scene? Food scenes?
I love watching like people cook. So actually, my favorite scene is just anytime someone's like preparing. I try to like, I'm not a good cook, but I know how to read like instructions. So at least like the one thing that I know how to cook, I've been trying to do it better and better every time. And my dad is a cook. He's not like professionally, technically trained at one point. My dad's a cook and he always taught me that, well, he's always disappointed if I use a knife that's not sharp. He's like, you should know that you have to sharpen your knives, and that's like the only thing that you need to, if you're gonna do anything right, have sharp knives. And
Yeah.
yeah,
Pretty sure.
pretty much.
That's your, yeah, all the, okay. So my favorite scene, I guess, would be I don't know, there's a lot, but the cooking scenes, I especially like Franklin's quick or Aaron, his cameo, and to actually have some, or you know, because you know Franklin's barbecue, they have such a limited amount of meat that they smoke in a day. I'm not sure if they actually spared 4 pieces of those things, but that must have been big. And to actually show that, you know, the history of Franklin's barbecue, right? Like people line up there as early as like
Yeah.
4 or 5 a.m.
Because
And
it's
then
limited.
by 11:30 they're like all sold out. You
That's
apparently
amazing,
even
though.
you apparently even if you're the president of the USA, you can't even cut the line there. I'm not sure. But yeah, for them
That's a
to
good
actually
policy.
shoot,
No favoritism.
exactly. For them to actually shoot in that on the property must have taken a lot of his time, so that's pretty
I
cool.
mean, by like noon, no one's there anymore because you're out. So he would have just had to save it for him. Expect like just do a exception. Yeah, I've always wanted to try a beignet, and it's not even from that. It's just I don't remember. This is gonna be embarrassing, but I think it was because of keeping up with the Kardashians. Like, Kim Kardashian went to was pregnant and just wanted to go on a food trip, so she went to New Orleans. And the one thing she like had to get was a beignet, and I just always wanted to try a beignet. I've never tried a beignet. Have you tried a beignet? Well, you live in Canada. Wouldn't they have that?
I don't think so. I haven't seen them, but yeah, what? I've been looking for it. But it's just a French. Yeah,
pastry. It's fried dough food, it's deep fried. Yeah, I don't think I'd be able to handle it. I'd probably be able to eat like half, just because I will just get a migraine from the oiliness, and it's really sweet, especially. But I just really need to try it.
All right, it looks sweet. It looks a little boring, but I don't know.
Yeah. French donut. Looks like it's basically a donut. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to try it.
Mm-hmm. Do you think they're cream filled or whatever? You could have it cream filled. Right?
I'm not sure.
Deep fried pastry. Yeah,
Not necessarily. I've always wanted to go to New Orleans because I don't think I've ever been. I wouldn't remember.
Right.
And go on like a food trip there. And I've always, I do like, you know, like the whole idea of driving across the states.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's like such a trip.
Yeah. Sounds like fun. Mm-hmm. You know, from east to west, did they go? Yeah. Did they go east to west?
They went from east to west because the truck was from Miami.
Yeah.
But I thought it was hilarious, though, that he had to wear, like, little booties to go to Robert Downey Jr.'s office.
Oh, yeah. They just made him as eccentric as possible.
Because I remember that, I don't know where we went, but we went somewhere here. Mm-hmm. And if it was like a doctor's office, it would have made sense. But I remember going to some office where it didn't really make sense, but they did ask us to wear booties.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but his shoes were dirty. So like, I get it. It made sense.
How long is this film? Chef runtime. It was almost 2 hours. It felt shorter. It felt shorter because from the setup of the film until this is, until he blew up, and then after they started traveling, I think it was, I checked Netflix, I was halfway through the film when they started going on that road trip. In my memory, when I first watched this years ago, I remembered the road trip to be so much longer, but upon rewatch, I realized that shit, they did actually visit a lot of places, like we said earlier. It's what, four spots? They didn't, yeah. In my mind, they visited more.
Oh, okay. Maybe they just didn't mention it. I assumed they would, but there was no.
Oh, yeah, there was that map thing. There was thing, no right?
montage. Yeah, I thought it would be like a montage of all the places they went, but I can count them on my hands.
Because
you know how long, how far that is
from. So long.
He goes south Miami to New Orleans, which is, I think, it's like two states over.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to pass like Georgia or Alabama. Then Louisiana is right there.
Is it Miami just above LA? Sorry, shit. I don't know. Where Miami.
What?
Miami's in
LA
the east, right?
Is all the way in the west.
The west. My bad.
Yeah.
Miami to LA. Let's see. You're in the east coast. That's right.
If you
right.
drive, yeah?
Oh, yeah. There it is.
Complete so it opposite. Made sense that he only went through the south.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
All the way to LA.
You know, in my mind, Miami just kind of feels like a Western kind of place. Kind of looks like, I don't know. I've never been to LA nor Miami, but I think Miami, in my mind, Miami and LA look the same. Are they not?
Actually, yeah. I was confused when I was watching the movie because I was like, did they already go to Miami? Because everyone there is Latino. But I was like, no, it's just LA.
Oh, yeah. Latinos are just everywhere. So it's a 39-hour drive if they went straight.
Yeah, so that would have taken a few days.
Mm-hmm.
So if they only stopped in those places, I get it, because then you, as much as possible, you want to get there as soon as possible. If you, because their goal was to get to Los Angeles, but then it was just like we might as well stop in these places. No,
I don't know what's a good food in Tucson or New Mexico. I don't know. I was just looking at the fastest route, I guess. So wait, they went to New Orleans. Where is that again? Where's New Orleans?
Louisiana.
Louisiana. It's still south. Okay, so that makes sense.
But more French cuisine. That's why you do want to go there. If you're like into food, you go to New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Mm-hmm. Well, New Orleans is Mardi Gras.
Yeah, but it's like most people there
speak
French.
Yeah.
Like
Oh, do they?
Creole French, yeah.
Oh, Creole. Okay. That's
Yeah.
why Creole
An area
dishes
of
are the.
Miami does too. Like there's a, you know, like there's a concentrated area that's a lot of
Right.
Haitians.
Austin. Did they go to Vegas? No, they didn't, right?
No.
Okay. But yeah, shit. If we were. Wait, where's that concert, that outdoor concert that they were doing? Was that the. That was in Arizona, right? No.
Those Burning Man
No, remember
or what?
that before the LA scene, before they got back home. Remember there was that band playing.
Oh, I think that's just in Texas.
Was it in Texas? Yeah,
They
kind
have the
of
Lone
Texan
Star
vibe.
flag in the back.
Oh, right. For some reason that band just sticks to me. What was that band that
Oh,
was playing?
I like that
One
band.
to the Morning Sun. We kind of felt like Anderson .Paak, but no. Anyway, I'll research that later. So yeah, that was yeah, you know. Any
You sound so
observations about the film?
disappointed
No.
or
What
hurt.
any no, I'm not really. Any observations about the film? I'm distracted. Sorry.
What are
Any
you okay?
yeah, any observations about the film?
Aside from the stuff I mentioned, not crazy, but I wish you would visit here if you whenever you could, and we just
Yeah.
go on a food trip, and
Oh
then
yeah,
we
we
can go
could
to
do that.
Louisiana. I always wanted to
Right.
go there. Also
Louis.
because of Duck Dynasty.
Duck Dynasty. Oh yeah, I went and hit all the chicken wing spots. Tennessee, where is it? Louisiana chicken wings. I'm not
Oh
sure about
yeah. Like this is
all.
not, sorry.
Oh,
Yeah,
you
go.
go ahead. I was thinking of something else. Do you have like chicken wings? Any fried? What's your fried delicacies in Miami that you could recommend?
Well, aside from the Papa Loca and like the regular Cuban, my favorite, like if we whenever we go to a Cuban restaurant, I always end up ordering the steak. My favorite thing, which I found out really like way later after I'd already eaten it, is the palomilla steak or a skirt steak. Just I love
Palomilla.
steaks and I really like ropa vieja, but that's like it's all beef. I like
Sirloin.
and
Okay.
the yuca. Have you ever tried? Well, it's cassava.
No.
You've had
Oh,
cassava.
yeah. Cassava. Yeah, for sure.
So they boil it or fry it and then tostones and all that stuff. It's very like
Tostones.
heavy, but it's really good.
Yeah.
Vaca frita. Yeah.
Nice.
Everything that's like basically like grilled fried is really good. Wings though, we have to go like downtown if we want to get wings, and
Yeah.
it's you wouldn't
Pretty
think
chill.
it was much, but whoever it is makes really great wings, and there's like 30 options for what flavors you want
Right.
and
So
style,
Miami
and they're
food,
black,
would you
so
think
you
it's
know it's
more
good.
Latin food down there? Is it more
Oh,
Latin inspired?
definitely,
Oh
definitely,
yeah, eh.
definitely. But
Shit.
yeah, you just have to go. Like earlier, we went to a German place that was
Oh,
in
there's a
a.
schnitzel
He was
there.
confused why it was there because it was a. It's a very concentrated like Cuban area,
Okay.
and they had just like a German beer house there. So yeah,
Yeah.
we were there just for a change.
So dang. Is there like a huge Filipino community in Miami?
There is a carinderia that we go to usually every weekend because they make food on what, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays only. So a big community, I honestly would not say so because I've only met a few, very,
Okay.
very few,
Asians.
no, specifically Filipino,
Filipino.
just a few. I met one who was just like a pilot who was flying with a friend of mine, and then there this waitress who goes to this other pool place that we usually go to works at this carinderia that's called Papangueña. So we just go there whenever we need to buy like sinigang mix and
Okay.
stuff. We just go there. It's just
That's pretty
simpler and
chill.
it's closer for us. There was another carinderia we went to that was downtown, and she just assumed that I worked on a cruise ship or something. Because usually, if you're Filipino and you go to Miami, it's because you work on one of the cruises, and they're
Cruise
open now
ships.
anyway. So yeah, so I guess
Nice.
they're hiring again.
Okay.
And but a big community who like really just like live here and stuff. Not that many, honestly.
Wow.
There's more that I've noticed. There are more Filipinos in New
LA.
Jersey is concentrated,
Okay.
and I would just say like LA. Yeah.
Yeah.
There they when we went to like we went to Tampa or Orlando and I looked for Filipinos, there were a lot more. It just so happened
Okay.
that we went on a Monday and for some reason they're usually not open on a Monday or Tuesday. Like that's their day off. So we just didn't go in a good day. But I guess there's just more. There are more Filipino areas there. And someone told me about a place in like Fort Lauderdale. But it's just a little too far for us to really make a trip out of it just to go. But yeah, our neighborhood is right now is mostly like black and the rest, everyone else is just,
Latin, yeah.
yeah, Latino.
Right? Okay. I
Sometimes
was gonna
food's
say
good.
like if you're into like Latin culture and all that shit, there's this new film by Lin-Manuel Miranda. It's called In the Heights. It's about Filipino community or sorry, Latin communities in New York and about to be displaced. Have you seen
Yeah,
that?
there's a lot of those.
Yeah. Oh,
Like
it's so amazing. Like Latin,
they're like
South American.
honestly, it's weird if you consider them like even a minority now. Miami-Dade is a majority minority community. So it's just like it's too just normal already.
Right.
Yeah, it's
Huh. Interesting.
but yeah, I saw it was on I think I saw the ad for it
Somewhere,
on
yeah.
HBO or something.
I was just thinking maybe Gabriel would like it because,
Oh no,
yeah.
he's not into that show.
Yeah. Not into musicals and shit. But it's in
Oh, definitely the
Spanish.
musical even more. I thought it was just like a show.
No,
No,
it's a
definitely
musical.
not. Even me, I'm so
Oh,
not
okay.
into. My brother like memorized Hamilton. I don't think he's ever seen it, but he just knows the music, and it's just the most annoying shit.
He doesn't
Like
like
if you
it,
like it, like great, but like
huh?
it's just not for me. My thing is not musicals.
I'm a recent convert to musicals, so I love it. I was
Okay.
figured like
Yeah.
Gabriel might like it because it's in Spanish,
Oh, God.
some of
He's the
it.
last person who's
Okay,
What do you
so
think about Latinos? They hate other Latinos. Like, if you're not from the same, even from like the same, it's weird. It's really funny.
yeah. He's from where is he from?
Ecuador.
Colombia? Ecuador, okay.
Oh,
So
God.
he hates
Don't ever
Colombian.
mistake that.
Why? Like a lot of Colombians here though. I don't know. When yeah, they always have
In
like big
Canada?
asses in Canada.
Oh
I
yeah.
don't
Well, there's a lot of Colombians here. The Papa Loca place. It's Colombian.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Why does he hate Colombians? Is there like a rift there, a
It's
conflict?
apparently they hate the Peruvians are the more hated,
Oh,
but
okay.
respect the food. Respect
Of
the food
course, yeah.
for sure.
Food's good.
Yeah, there's like if they don't have to, they don't really mess with them. If
Film?
they don't have to
Sorry.
deal with them, then they don't.
So, yeah, do you have any observations about this or any similar recommendations, rather?
Oh, okay, easy. Ratatouille.
Ratatouille.
Burnt,
Yeah.
I liked better than
Okay.
Cliff. I don't like Burnt that much. Like, I wouldn't watch it again, but I liked it more than Chef.
Okay.
For road trip movies, like actually deep
Interesting.
road trip movies, I think it's called Into the Wild with Emile
Okay.
Hirsch. Love that. Read the book too when I
Wow.
was a kid. They say Ratatouille just because of the. I love watching people cook, even though it was animated. And then
Right.
anything that Gordon Ramsay is in. So. All of them, MasterChef. I love Hell's Kitchen. It's probably the most hilarious thing for me. And then or is it Hell's Kitchen? The one, oh, Kitchen Nightmares. I'm sorry. Kitchen Nightmares is the one that I really, really like. But MasterChef is just like heartwarming.
Okay.
But it's cool, like you learn
Hey,
stuff,
yeah.
you know?
It's interesting because Burnt is like one of the worst reviews movies of all time.
But I
Like
still liked
it,
it better,
yeah.
but probably just because of Bradley Cooper. I
Probably.
liked it way better than Chef.
Yeah.
I swear, I'm sure Jon Favreau like sucked someone's dick just so that it like did well, honestly. And probably because he had that whole like ensemble cast.
I
I
mean,
just feel like it
yeah.
was so wasted. I
It's
felt
okay.
like insulted for Sophia Vergara.
Oh, maybe you're viewing
No,
from that lens, because
I'm
what
not
I
even like a feminist. It's just like everyone was so bland and ew. Yeah, I don't know. I wanted to like fold Inside Out if I could. It was that cringy for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm
Well, it's
sorry.
still a rewatchable for me, and yeah, I still love this film, and it's definitely a lot better than Burnt, like you know. So I don't know. Anyway, so the rewatchability, I'd give it a 10/10. I mean, you know, it's the kind of
Well,
film that you just shut off your mind and you just
speaking
enjoy
of
the film, the
Burnt,
food. Yeah.
at least, he became from an asshole into a successful asshole. That was like, I liked it. I just liked it a lot better. It was a little darker too, and I liked that.
Yeah, a lot of drugs and shit, right? I think he was alcoholic or whatever. I don't know. But
Everything.
yeah. So what's this? My similar recommendations, I guess, is what else? I was gonna say Burnt too, because it's kind of came out at the same time. But aside from that, I don't know, food movies. What other food movies are there? Shit.
There
But
was one with Aaron Eckhart and Catherine Zeta-Jones, but that one was actually like shit. I didn't care for it. As much as I like Catherine Zeta-Jones. I forgot what it was called.
Card film. I don't know what it was.
They're both
Olympus.
chefs.
Oh, no reservations. Oh yeah.
Oh, there we
Okay.
go. Yeah. The, I
Chef's
don't recommend I
movies.
don't even recommend that.
Okay. But yeah, Joey and Joey Ratatouille. I don't know. Maybe some Netflix shows, most definitely. That's the closest I could recommend. Like No Reservations. I love No Reservations. I'm a big Anthony Bourdain
Anything
fan.
food related on TLC, I love that. Especially when it's like rankings of all places in America, of all like the grill places. I love that. Like that's how I learned about Franklin's Barbecue.
Man versus food, all that kind of stuff, right? Oh yeah. So
Straight up.
I wanted to bring this up, like about food preparation scenes, like some of the best ones. I'm gonna have to say, you know, The Godfather. There's that one scene where they were making meatballs. So what else?
Crazy Rich Asians has one about dumplings. Well, when they make
Yeah, they're making
dumplings,
dumplings. Yeah.
he's cute.
I like the you know, in the end, you know, Seth Rogen and everyone else, where Danny was making that food. Well, the last food that they had, he was like doing those fingers. That was a good food preparation scene. I like that. Like
I do
that.
love those kind of montages.
Yeah. They're, you know, makes you hungry afterwards. Okay. So let's see. Do you have final thoughts about the film? You don't like it? Don't like it?
I feel like you're gonna use this against me or something.
No,
You just
it's
like want to get
fine.
this over with because like you
No.
couldn't convince me to
I
like it or something. No, final
don't
thoughts of
know.
it. Because like for me, if this outside, like even though I really just didn't like it as a movie and I hope I never have to watch it again, it tried to be heartwarming. And if the whole point is just like, because I do have a friend right now, I don't, I'm scared if she's gonna listen, she's gonna know who she is, but who is sort of in a similar kind of pickle, like in her life where she wants to pursue something in like baking, but like it's just a matter of do you really push for it or not? And like I don't know, I wouldn't recommend this movie to her anyway, but like it's just like it's one of those things, like if you really want to make an analogy with like his director career. If you really want to pursue something, you really just have to go for it and honestly fuck all what anyone has to say. And I think that when it comes down to it, that's what it is about. Kind of just said fuck it and just did his own thing. If it clicks, it clicks. And he got lucky. It did click.
Okay. Anyway, so that's your thought?
And come down to
Okay.
Miami to eat. We'll eat a lot.
Right. So okay, so I in defense of this film, in order to appreciate for what it is, you have to look at what it
Red's
is,
getting
right?
so defensive.
No,
Yes, okay.
because this is a film about a chef. I don't know how else you can incorporate the characters as they were. It centered on this one character and his relationship with his son, with his career. And I think structurally it's great. It works on a very technical level for me, maybe not for you. But yeah, I don't think anyone was wasted. I love Sofia Vergara in this. She had layers. They actually, like, you know, there's that one scene, like, you slept with him. Like, it doesn't matter who I slept with. I was lonely. I was sad. Like, you know, we actually uncovered with the little time that she had on screen. we were able to uncover a little bit of what her backstory was. She wasn't just a paper cut of a wife of an ex-wife. But yeah, we had a little bit of layer there. But again, this is a very, it's a shorter film centered around
a chef. But it was like almost 2 hours long.
It's still relatively short. Some films, I don't know, I consider films.
Yeah, like the 10-hour one I had to sit through for extra.
No, like 2 hours and 20 minutes is like the standard. I don't know. In my mind, like if it's no less than 2 hours, it's fine. Like okay. Super short films are like an hour and a half. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's like.
That yeah. is some. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a standard. Like if you're, I don't know, block office.
It's
block
okay, Red. Right? There's other movies.
2 hours. No. Like under 3 hours is still short for me. And I think they covered a lot of ground given the time that they had. And okay. Yeah, it was a great exposure for what American cuisine, I guess, could have been or could be or it was for me because I was an Asian kid. I was like, oh, look at that. Oh, like, yeah.
Yeah, well, I guess from like that perspective, definitely it's something that's that would be different for someone who's never experienced that at all. I had like by the time I watched this movie, I had never been. I've been to Florida, but I'd never had like Cuban food like that.
Mm-hmm. But the lack
of. I still want to go to Texas though for barbecue.
All right. Anyway, so yeah, it's a great. I like this film. I'm sorry you didn't like it, but yeah.
That's... No, don't be sorry. It's not even now. I didn't remember how much I disliked it.
Okay.
And so I gave it a chance. I was like, okay. Yeah. We'll do Chef this time. We were like, let's do it this time, please, please. So I was like, okay, fine. Let's do it. I was excited the first part, especially because I was like, oh, let's see like where they went to see if I had tried any of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah. Then
I also kind of thought that you're back in Miami. You might like it or you can do your tour again.
I was excited to watch it because I forgot about it. I forgot that I had really like blocked it in my head because of how much I disliked it.
Okay.
But then like I did want to see where he all went and stuff.
Yeah.
Because I do want to go to that club now. At least I have that. I wrote it down in my like Google Maps to like go here when it's here near.
Right.
It's only 35 minutes with tolls.
Oh.
So
it's pretty close then.
There
huh?
we go.
Yeah. Hey.
That's
but, I yeah. don't know.
That's relatively far, but okay.
Yeah, pretty chill. So that was hey, we were like an hour in. That was pretty good. That was episode 9 of yeah, shit, time just flew by. Eh? It's what, June, almost July, and we did 10 episodes. I think that's mighty impressive.
When did we start?
March 3, I think. March 30. Oh, no way. March 30.
Okay.
I think nice. The first one was yeah.
Great.
So hey,
lucky 9.
We released episode 1 on April 6th, my bad. But we recorded the first one on March 30.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just took some production time.
Yes. That was funny.
I mean, I'm sorry, Red.
It's fine. Well, what do you want to do for episode 10?
We need a close. We freaking need to close the before movies. Exactly. I just want to get it over with. Also, because although maybe we should save it for the next one, I just read an article that said that Julie Delpy just never wanted to do the.
Do what?
The fourth.
Oh, yeah, please no. It's better the way it is. Better.
Trilogy. Oh, yeah, it is. It is. Yeah. I think out of boredom, they wanted to do some more sequels, but 3 is a good number. I believe in Trinities,
yes.
Like Adele says.
Right. And for that matter, I think. We've yet to schedule someone. We have a guest for this episode we planned on because we needed someone with experience. I'll tell you later. Like our friend Ray Backlund. Because
Chef?
No, for before midnight.
Oh, right. Okay, right. Great. Yeah, well, he's in Canada.
Yeah, he's in Montreal. We'll work it out. We'll schedule something. And I think it will be a great close to 10 episodes there.
Yeah.
Before midnight. Because his wisdom in life.
Yeah,
in
this, yeah, yeah.
And out of everyone that I know, I think he's the one who's most mature to talk about marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Us three, we are in different stages of it.
Yeah. Exactly. For sure.
If we may mention it.
Yeah. So, hey, that'll be interesting. Episode
that
10.
That would be. Yeah, if not, we can do a different one. Just let me know. Yeah.
But yeah, I really want to close out the before thing too.
Yeah.
Before it's about time. I wanted to
It's
close
like
it
an
out at
open
nine.
wound that I just need to like close.
Yeah. All right. So cool, Hannah. Thank you for the time. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna bounce.
Yeah, have fun.
You too. All right. Thank you, folks, for everyone who's tuning in. And
Yeah.
yeah, we have a core audience of 28 listeners. So thank you so much, you
Oh,
guys.
that's cool. That's like up, right?
Yeah. 40% in Calgary or in Canada, Philippines. I
Nice.
think someone in
All
I'm
right.
not
Well,
yeah,
thank you,
maybe
guys.
Theo's still watching. I'm not sure he's from Thailand. But probably Theo. So yeah,
He's in
thanks, Anna.
Indonesia.
Indonesia. Sorry, Indonesia. My bad. Indonesia. Always mix those two up. So yeah, thanks, Anna.
Thank you
Thank you,
too.
folks. Again, this is episode 9 of Movies and Memories with Brett and Hannah. You have a great evening. Bye-bye now.
Good night. Bye.